You like being my cuckold, don't you, sweetheart? You like that I'm free to fuck other men. You like that I get to enjoy the kind of sex that you're not capable of providing. You like that my boyfriend makes me come so much harder than you ever have. You like all of that, don't you? The truth is, being a cuckold brings you more pleasure than you ever experienced as a vanilla husband, doesn't it? Watching someone else fuck me is better than fucking me, isn't it? Now you don't have to worry about disappointing me with your undersized cock or coming so quickly that I can barely get turned on, let alone have an orgasm of my own. I like all of this too. I love it. In fact, I love it so much that I've decided to make a few changes to our marriage. You don't need to be nervous, sweetheart. Some of these changes might sound a little scary, and you might feel like you're no longer entirely in control of your life, but I promise every decision I've made is designed to make both of us happier and more fulfilled. First, your cock is going in chastity. I know that sounds scary. I know that giving me control over your orgasms might be a little terrifying, but it's for the best. It's going to make you a better husband and a better cuckold. And isn't that what you want more than anything? I've already purchased a steel chastity cage, and after we're done here, I'm going to lock your cock in it. I will be in control of every orgasm from here on out. You're not going to have a regular release schedule either. Instead, I will evaluate your performance as my husband and cuckold and reward you with an orgasm if I deem you to be fulfilling your roles to the best of your ability. Yes, you're going to come a lot less often than you do now. There'll be no access to masturbation and nothing like that. No jerking off in the shower before work. All your sexual energy will be channeled into serving me. Which is how it should be anyway. A cuckold should always strive to make his wife's life better. He shouldn't be selfishly pulling on his cock whenever he feels like it. It's been months since you fucked me, but I want to make this official. You will no longer be having sex with me. It's possible that I'll let you inside me if my boyfriend and I break up, but I wouldn't count on it. This feels like the right time for you to accept that you're, such an underwhelming lover that I have no desire to be penetrated by you ever again. From this point on, my boyfriend and I are going to start having unprotected sex. It feels so much better without a condom, and well, I'm eager to enjoy his big cock without a layer of latex between us. I know you're not going to like this either, but unprotected sex means my boyfriend is going to be coming inside me. That means that your duties as a cuckold are going to expand, as you'll be cleaning his cum out of me whenever possible. You can make that face if you want, but it doesn't change reality. You're going to clean my boyfriend's cream pies from now on. You're a cuckold, and you don't get a choice in the matter, especially if you ever want me to release your cock from its cage. It'll be difficult at first, but you'll get used to the taste, I promise. Eventually, you'll come to recognize that cleaning his cum from my pussy is one of the keys to your orgasms, and you'll grow to love doing it. Before long, you'll find that you look forward to eating his cum from my wet, dripping pussy. My boyfriend and I will also be spending more time together in the coming weeks and months, and that will have an impact on your life. You'll be expected to take on more chores around the house so that I can be free to spend more time with him. You'll be doing the laundry, cleaning the house from top to bottom on a weekly basis, ensuring the dishes are cleaned every night, and you need to learn how to cook. Your willingness to do these things, and anything else you can think of to give me more time with my boyfriend, will impact my willingness to release you from chastity and let you come. And let's see what else. Oh, this is going to be a little painful, but we're also going to slowly transition to you sleeping in the guest bedroom. From here on out, my boyfriend will be spending weekends at our house. And when he's here, he'll be sleeping with me in the master bedroom. For now, you'll be permitted to sleep in our bed during the week, and you'll be required to move to the guest bedroom for the weekend. Eventually, you'll spend every night in the guest bedroom, as our bed will be reserved for the man that fucks me. Now, I imagine you're really not going to like this, but you will also be required to fluff my boyfriend from time to time. I know that's a bit scary, and I know you don't want to do it, but that's okay. It doesn't really matter if you want to do it. What matters is that you're going to do it because you're a good cuckold. Don't worry. I'll teach you how to pleasure him. I'll show you how to be a good cocksucker for my boyfriend, and how to get him nice and hard so he can fuck my pussy. If you've done a good job, I'll let you watch before you're required to clean his cum. I know, all of this seems sudden and scary, but the truth is, this moment has been inevitable since the first time I cuckolded you. That set all of this in motion, and now there's no going back. We both know you love being my cuckold, and I'm quite certain that you understand that all the changes I've laid out are for the best. Just in case you're having any doubts, let me be clear. My decisions on this matter are final. You don't get to object. If you want to have a place in my life, you'll do as you're told. There's no point in fighting it. Are we in agreement? Good. Now, let's get you locked up so we can begin the next phase of our marriage.